This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there, everyone. Welcome back to the channel. It is Denise Salcedo here, and I am joined by the person that is kind of, I don't even know how to describe you, Sean, but you know what? For the sake of presenting you here in a nice manner, you are part owner of Fightful. You're kind of the bloodline of Fightful, I feel. Is that giving you too much credit?
Head of the table, acknowledge me, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know. I don't know if I have an official title right now, but yeah, I own part of the company now, so there you go.
Fightful Wrestling Tribal Chief.
There we go. Chief Hog, one of those.
Alrighty. So I have to be nice to you because you're on my channel and I treat my guests with respect here, Sean.
Well, I appreciate that. I do that the same on Fightful all the time, especially on Mondays.
Yeah, I just love being muted all the time. You know, it's a great, it just shows such great admiration to me, you know.
Lovely to be muted you last week or whenever you were on there. So why are you complaining to me?
All right. Well, we are here to do a video that we did last year. So last year we came up with this concept of doing the 2022 wrestling bingo card because Sean, you more than anyone who's out there reporting this news knows what a wild year, you know, what wild year wrestling can be. And this kind of the idea spawned off of like everything that happened in 2021. So we decided to do a video for 2022. And now we are on the cusp of 2023. So we are back to do another wrestling bingo card prediction show. So Sean, just before we get into all of this, from your standpoint of all of the stories that you broke this year, how would you describe this wrestling year, 2022? And also, what would you say was like the biggest stories that you had to report on and also, you know, things that you had to dig for?
The craziest year ever. I'm going to be honest with you. At the beginning of this year, I was kind of already looking forward not to 2023, but to 2024. Because 2024, we already know with a lot of deals coming up, like wrestlers and TV, that's going to be a big, big year. We already know that. But 2023 and 2022, I didn't know. I didn't know it was going to be on the horizon. I didn't expect it to be the craziest year in wrestling history, well, at least since 2001. And there are three big stories. There's Cody Rhodes leaving AEW. There was Vince McMahon, his scandal, and him stepping down. And there was Brawl Out. There was CM Punk fighting the Elite. Now, I had posted a tweet the other day, like, what if I had told you that and on January 1st, that Stone Cold Steve Austin was coming out of retirement, and it wouldn't even be one of the five biggest stories on Fightful Select of the year. Like, not even one of the top five. MJF walking out. I got PTSD from MJF at Double or Nothing. I know it's a dramatic term, but every AEW pay-per-view now, I'm really nervous about my coverage after that. Sasha and Naomi walking out. Like, it was the craziest year. It was fun, stressful, exciting to cover. And 2023, gosh, who knows?
And I bet you didn't expect any of this. I mean, who really did? Honestly, a brawl that included biting, included a dog being injured, apparently. I mean, there's just so much that was out there that was absolutely nuts. And yeah, you were on the forefront of that all. So let's talk about the predictions that we made on last video and kind of see where we were at and how totally off we were or how on spot we were. So as for me, some of the things that I predicted was Becky and Seth attend the Met Gala. Didn't happen. I predicted that a major promotion would air its first live run shows on either Netflix, Hulu, Prime, or HBO Max. Didn't happen.
I want to say this. You're close.
Oh, man, because I didn't put that into this year's bingo card. I didn't want to do any repeats.
You're close, possibly.
Okay. I also predicted that Cody Rhodes would buy the NWA and the NWA World's Heavyweight Championship and that it would go to AEW. Did not happen. I predicted Hook would guest appear on Riverdale. Did not happen. I did kind of didn't realize this, but I predicted Vince McMahon would do an exclusive interview with Oprah. Now, while that didn't happen, there was a Vince McMahon scandal that did happen. Yeah. So I was kind of nearing that ballpark.
Yeah.
I also predicted that John Cena, Batista, and The Rock would do a movie together. Did not happen. So none of my predictions happened this year. Sean, let's talk about your predictions. You predicted that AEW hits 1.5 million.
I was way wrong on that.
You were. You predicted return of all you people promos.
I was surprised. Okay, sort of wrong. Sort of wrong, but sort of right. Under Vince, we did start to get some more of those you people. But instead of that, we got people like kind of understanding. We got Becky saying, I turned because of all you people cheering her instead of me. It wasn't a blame thing. She wanted the adulation. So I believe so. We also got some from AEW.
And this one, I'm sure you're going to be proud of. You predicted that the Ring of Honor library would be sold.
Yeah. I wonder if I had any insight on that one at the time of my prediction. Yeah. I knew ROH wasn't coming back. I kept getting told, oh, it's coming back in April. There ain't no way you take a 4 or 5 month hiatus and then actually come back. I knew that that tape library was a valuable asset and it was going to get sold for sure.
Here's another one that you were spot on with, almost. I would say 99% spot on. AEW Impact New Japan Pro Wrestling Super Show.
Yep.
We got Forbidden Door.
Yeah, I was told around November, December that all the companies were working very well with one another and playing friendly. And I'll have a little bit more of a prediction similar to that. Go around.
This one did not end up happening. Braun Breaker call up and Rumble win.
Nope.
Not for 2022. Absolutely
didn't. And I don't think it's going to happen for 2023 either.
Bigger AEW pay-per-view venues was your last prediction.
Sort of. I mean, they have got into bigger venues now. And I mean, the reason why I said that was because they were doing T-Mobile Arena instead of, MGM Grand? I knew that they were going to T-Mobile Arena. So I was like, okay, that's a safe one to predict there. And
do we count it as happening?
Yeah, absolutely.
And they increased, right? In size.
Oh, okay. There's like 4 or 5,000 seats. Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, so I would say for the most part, your predictions were a lot better. Mine were completely far off, but that's what I like to do. I like to make crazy predictions, and I will tell you, Sean, I went crazier this year in my predictions.
Boy. Mine are like safe. Crazy. I like playing it safe.
We're polar opposite.
I like doing this. I want to do this next year, and you'd be like, Sean, you guessed so many more of them right, and okay, all of mine were wrong.
Here's the thing. If one of my crazy ones happens, come on. People would be like, what the fuck? How'd she guess this? Like, this is crazy. What in her mind made her think that this was going to happen? Sean, let's get it going. Your bingo card 2023 for wrestling. What is the first thing that you're predicting?
Vince is not returning. He's not coming back. I don't care what he's told people close to him. It is not an accident that right after Vince McMahon started to tell people, oh, yeah, I think I got bad advice. I'm coming back. All of a sudden, this story pops up in the Wall Street Journal. Hate to tell you guys, but the Wall Street Journal isn't drinking their pumpkin spice lattes around Thanksgiving and Halloween, digging up Vince McMahon scoops. Somebody in that company was like, not so fast, old timer. It would tank the stock. There were people that were in WWE that before Vince left, they're like, oh no, it might have a negative effect on business. Nope. Ratings are better. Live attendance is better. Sales are better. Pay-per-view visibility is better. And not only that, morale is better. The stock is better. Vince McMahon coming back would be objectively bad. It would be like him cutting that NWO promo, Denise. A lethal dose of poison. He ain't coming back. It ain't happening.
Since you brought up Vince McMahon, I have a Vince McMahon prediction. I predict that Vince McMahon will force the sale of WWE.
I like that one. That's a good, bold one, too.
And the reason why I'm saying this is because, obviously, you just mentioned it, Vince saying that he's going to return. He seems like the kind of person that if he can't be part of this, if he can't come back, nobody else can have what he wants. So I think that all of this drama, all of this controversy regarding Vince McMahon, the Wall Street Journal, and everything coming out is going to force the sale of WWE.
I think once they nail down the new television rights deal, I think you're right. I think they'll sell it because he stands to make an awful lot of money.
All righty. Your next prediction.
This is one that just came sort of like came up to me in the last day or two. We're going to have some more crazy WWE findings. And why is that? Because a judge refused to dismiss the MLW WWE lawsuit where MLW was about to get on Tubi, a Fox property, and WWE said, not for us. So we are likely going to hit a discovery period, Denise. So we are going to be like, you watch those documentaries and you see footage of the discovery period and depositions where Scott Hall and Ted Turner and Vince McMahon are all testifying or at least being deposed. We're going to get more of that now for the first time in a long, long time. And I think it's going to uncover some wild stuff. There might be some network relationships that get affected as a result of this, because I can tell you that when MLW was about to pop up in WWE, it seemed like a couple of people were pretty smug about it towards WWE on the Fox side. So I think we're going to get some wild findings.
Oh my God. Like, we're going to find out where the dead bodies are buried.
Maybe some semi-live bodies. You never know.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to that. Now, this is, I would consider my most tamest prediction for 2023. This is me going safe. Okay. Kenny Omega versus CM Punk in AEW definitely happens.
Please give me that.
I think it has to, right? Like, I feel like it cannot not happen. I know there's a lot of, put out there that people don't want to work with CM Punk. But the way I see it is, if Kenny Omega is really willing to work with CM Punk and vice versa, I feel like they could make it happen and make so much money off of it.
One full year of programs if CM Punk comes back. Nick Jackson, Matt Jackson, CM Punk, Hangman Page. Listen, you get Colt Cabana in a room with CM Punk. You give them both enough money to say, get over it. Whatever the issues are, get over it. We'll handle it, because whatever you do there, you're making more money. People will watch CM Punk versus Colt Cabana on pay-per-view at this point. Much less the Bucks, Hangman. Like, it's about art and money. What kind of art can you make and what kind of money can you make doing it? And I hope that everybody here sees that and does something special.
All right. What is your next prediction?
I think we're going to see some more AEW titles. I think maybe even January, February, March, we see more AEW titles. Personally, I don't think it's an accident that Saraya is out there saying there's room for tag team women's divisions in AEW. And also, hey, if you're paying Saraya an awful lot of money, why not limit the amount of bumps that she's taking? Get her in there with a tag team partner. And sort of, it's the Sting method. Now, granted, she is less than half as old as Sting, but what does Sting do? Sting does tag team matches because he's got an injured neck, injured back, all that stuff. So limit those reps. And also, you've got Ty Conti and Anna, you've got Britt and Rebel, or Britt and Jamie, any number of teams that you can throw together there. When Peyton Royce and Billy Kay become available, you can bring them in and do some cool stuff there. I can think of two particular free agents that are out there that WWE couldn't bring back to the company. So I think that we might see them. And I think it might be AEW women's tag team titles.
Okay. I think that's a pretty good one. Plus, I recall in some interview, Tony Khan saying that he had a bunch of belt ideas and things that he had planned. So I feel like that one's a pretty good one.
And no more ROH titles on AEW, probably, now that they're doing their own show. And he was limiting that a little bit before.
So this next prediction, I think, is going to make the viewers upset. But screw it. I'm going with it. Here we go. Goldberg debuts at AEW.
Oh, his deal's up soon, Denise. By the time you release this, I will have posted a Fightful Select rumor killer, because somebody had reported that Goldberg had signed this new 2-year, 5-match deal with WWE. I reached out to people close to him. They're like, well, his reps don't know anything about it, and they would know about it. So he's got no more matches left on his WWE deal, and it's up in a couple of weeks. They were interested in him before, Denise.
Oh my God, my prediction might come true.
Could you imagine him versus Wardlow?
I feel like there's some good opportunities to be had there. And I know people will shit on it, but I know that there's a good possibility that the content that will be presented will be entertaining. I feel like they can do, they just got to keep it simple with Goldberg, okay? So I can see it happening.
Who do you think he'd face?
Oh my God. I like the idea that you mentioned Wardlow. I feel like he could definitely be used to like, oh my God, imagine if they have like MJF defeat Goldberg or something like that. That would be freaking crazy.
I kind of want to see
Hangman Page. Listen, somebody like that.
I'm the only person that wants this. I would kind of want to see like a WCW versus AEW card, like with Sting and Paul White and Goldberg. Like do a Dynamite where it's on like TBS or TNT and you've got some WCW stars that can still go. Jericho is there.
Yeah.
And you're going to do like WCW versus that without saying it because obviously they don't own the IP.
But people would know, obviously. Yes. You can call it whatever else. But okay, so I'm feeling really good about this prediction right now. Okay, next up, what do you got?
This one I thought was too safe at first, but then I was like, well, maybe not. More WWE signings. I think we're going to get 10 to 15 that will go straight to the main roster next year.
What do you mean? From like new talents coming in or from NXT to WWE?
Or returning talent. I think it'll be brand new, not just from NXT. I think from January 1st to December 31st, we see 10 to 15 people, whether it be like Chelsea, Cardona. I was told recently there is a fun signing that they made that I don't know who the hell it is. I have no clue who it is.
Fun sounds like a celebrity.
Maybe, possibly. But I think that we're going to see 10 to 15 of them. And I was like, is that too safe? And I'm like, no, it's not too safe. They did Johnny, Candace, Dexter, three members of Hit Row, like Cross, Scarlett, they've already done 10 to 15. They've like upwards of 20 since Triple H came back. Dakota's back, like all kinds of people are back here. So, I mean, they wanted to solidify that mid-card pretty heavily. I don't think they're going to slow down. I don't think they're going to slow down at all.
So, with that being said, this goes into my prediction because this one's a little out there, but I don't know about signings. But I would definitely see this happening for at least a match or something. Hold on to your hat, Sean, if you had one. Okada wrestles in WWE.
No.
Yes.
You're high.
It can happen. I don't know why, but I'm saying it can happen.
High as a kite.
Sean, if it happens, I'm going to be the only person who predicted it.
Yeah, that's just you throwing something at the wall.
No, it's not. I'm putting it out there. You mentioned there's a possibility of people working together. There's all these rumors about New Japan and WWE. Well, what if comes in for a special attraction match?
Listen, Denise.
Bigger Forbidden Door with AEW or WWE?
Maybe you're right. Maybe. Okay, look at the situation we're in. Do I need to hold this up for you to do a special transition or anything?
Yeah, hold it up one more time. Bigger Forbidden Door.
I got some water on this piece of paper. My bad. Where we are right now, Carl Anderson is in WWE working for New Japan. He's going to be on Wrestle Kingdom. You've got FTR, who are the IWGP champions and the AAA champions, while working in AEW. ROH is already a part of AEW. AAA and New Japan don't play nice together, so I could see that maybe getting mended soon. But Kenny Omega is also going to be on Wrestle Kingdom. Well, we have seen all these companies work with Impact Wrestling. MLW is one. I think they have a couple interesting names. Jacob Fatu, Alex Hammerstone, Holiday, if he's back, that could be very interesting. But I could see a greatly expanded Forbidden Door type of thing. And I think it should include Impact Wrestling. I think that they should send Josh Alexander or Deonna Purrazzo or Jordan Grace or somebody like that, or Jonathan Gresham now. And we should get this more expanded Forbidden Door show to where it's not just AEW X New Japan. It's AEW X New Japan, AAA, CMLL, if you can get them on board. They won't work with AAA.
No.
But Impact Wrestling, like, add some more to it. Now you can say Ring of Honor too. You can really expand that Forbidden Door because, and really all you got to do is put Rocky Romero in a room with a bunch of people and it'll work. Like that's all you got to do. Rocky Romero can talk anybody into anything.
That's true. So wait, do you also think that there could be an opportunity of like WWE doing their own version of a Forbidden Door?
I think there was an opportunity before the contract tampering stuff. And that's what Tony had said as well, was that, well, things seemed okay, But we have also seen Tony be like, yeah, guys, sure, you can submit some videos to WWE to celebrate John Cena or whatever that may be. So I'm hopeful. I want to see this because the only way to make 2023 bigger than 2022 is quite literally if something horrible happens, which I don't want, or if something incredible happens. And WWE, AEW, New Japan all working together would be the biggest thing.
Oh, I have some ideas for some crazy things that would be crazy that you would, your Fightful Select subscriptions would explode. And I'm going to save that one for last. Okay. My last prediction. Okay. But before we get to that one, here's my next one. So I predict two things in this one that coincide together. The NWA is going to go out of business, but before they do, Dustin Rhodes will be guaranteed the opportunity to be the final NWA World Champion.
I love this idea. I think that Dustin Rhodes is one of my favorite workers. Like, them going out of business isn't something that I love.
Right.
I think Tony Khan should buy them if he can. And I'm
just
sure
for
he would.
The library, though, really, right? Exactly. And for the belt and stuff.
Because eventually ROH Honor Club is going to become AEW Honor Club. And if you have AEW, NWA, and an ROH tape library, boy, that's pretty handy. That's pretty handy to have. And hey, guess who else is on your roster? Matt Hardy. So I'm pretty sure you can get the Omega Library. There's a lot of cool stuff in it as well. So I agree. NWA has absolutely no momentum. And it's really sad because they have a lot of great performers. But
like, I don't know the money side of things, but I can't imagine that they're making that much. I can't imagine that they're, I don't know, Sean, you would know better. I can't imagine that they're profiting anything.
Yeah, I can't imagine either. Like, I can't imagine that they are in a situation where they're in the green at all or the black. Right.
Last prediction.
This is a boring one for you, but it's one that's going to put, I think, a couple companies in the black. It's going to be the biggest video game year in wrestling in over two decades. Over two decades. It's funny because as we released this, there was a Here Comes the Pain video that just got released. To me, that's the greatest video game, wrestling game of all time. But this year is going to be monstrous, and it will have a major impact on AEW. AEW is releasing Fight Forever in 2023. WWE knows they got to step up their game. They finally got video games back, and not having one for 2 years really hurt them. It also really, really hurts with the kid demographic. I can't underscore that enough, how many wrestling fans are made through video games. So WWE knows they got to fight back even before AEW does anything. They got to step that up. They got to do something cool. I know for a fact they were in LA filming some really, really cool stuff for 2K. But that's not it, Denise. You have an outside venture, Virtual Basement, the Wrestling Code, that might throw a wrench into everything. Like, if they come along and they have some crazy, insane output, they've got some great names attached to that, that will go a long way. You also have some that are already on the market, like Fire Pro and Retromania, that are easily added to. But if AEW's method works, which is a single release that constantly gets stuff added to it, and Virtual Basement does the same thing, while every other video game is doing that, that might force WWE and 2K's hand into changing how they do business. And they might be like, oh, can we justify a release every single year? Or do we just need to add to what we have? I think this is going to be a very, very interesting year for that. And it's going to make a big, big difference in AEW. If this game flops, that will hurt a lot. They put a lot of money into it. But if the AEW game is something that crosses over and gamers really, really love it and catches fire, boy, that can be very, very instrumental to the success of a wrestling company.
Wow. Okay. I don't know shit about video games, so I can't even comment on that because I'm not a video game expert. But now I feel really bad about my final prediction because I feel you definitely went the safe route and I went the crazy person route. And this was my craziest one by far. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Shane McMahon debuts in AEW. Tell me, how would your Fightful Select subscription skyrocket, Sean, if this were to happen?
If we got the news, it would give us 300-400 immediately. 300-400. The Shane return in 2016 was amazing. It was great. But boy, I'll tell you what, Denise. I did a feature on Fightful for two straight years called Inside the Royal Rumble, and it was very time intensive, and I talked to dozens of wrestlers about it. I said, I'm not going to do it in 2023. Then I thought about how messy that 2022 Royal Rumble was. So now I'm doing one just on backstage stuff about that, including Shane McMahon throwing a couple fits. That led Vince McMahon to say he will never get a pop as long as I'm alive. That's what he told somebody.
You know where he can get a pop? In AEW.
And listen, if things get really, really petty between AEW and WWE, I think you could be right. If things get ugly, if they get petty, I think you could be right.
You know what? I feel like there's a couple here that I'm feeling pretty confident about. They're out there, but I'm feeling confident.
I wouldn't feel confident about it, but I'm confident that it could.
Watch. What are you going to do, Sean? What are you going to do if we're watching AEW one day and all of a sudden you get the own version of Here Comes the Money, but like a different version of it, and you see the little dance coming out? I swear, I think I would drop dead on this chair. I'd just be like, die. Actually, no, because I would want to rub it in your face, Sean.
It'd just be Mikey Ruckus crudely being like, Here Comes the Money!
His own like version, like, yeah. Karaoke version or something. Oh, that's awesome.
That is wild. Yeah, you definitely played it wilder than me. See, I like to be right, so I like to be able to come on here and be like, which ones did I get right again? All of them.
Well, I'm sorry. I want to put some crazy ideas out there because I'm here for a crazy wrestling year again.
Just wait till Dynamite does 1.5 million next week, Denise.
We can't. You're you know what? For the sake of that, should I expire? Should I expire? Yeah, they expire. They expire, okay? Nothing rolls over, all right? Whatever you guessed for the year sticks for the year, okay? Alrighty, that was our 2023 bingo card for pro wrestling this year. What will happen? Who knows? Before we go, let us know in the comments section what your predictions are for 2023. And Sean, where can the people find you?
Fightful.com, FightfulSelect.com. We have more exclusive news than everywhere on FightfulSelect.com. It's the most affordable service you'll get in that regard. Just $5 a month. And you get, I think, about 25 to 30 shows a month as well. So it's not just news.
All righty, guys. I'm going to post the links to all of that in the description box below. Do not forget to subscribe to this channel. And we'll catch you next time. Bye, everyone.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.